And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, a Rock Ridge High School sports spotlight. This week takes us to the competitive dance team, which advanced to the state finals from the sectional round over the weekend. We're talking with senior competitive dance team member Molly Hawk. So we'll start, of course, with the great result of advancing from the sectional to state. Congratulations on that, Molly. Just talk to me about kind of the emotion and the meaning of moving on to state with the competitive dance team at Rock Ridge.
Yeah, it was so exciting for me. I know that I was a little bit nervous at first because it is my last year dancing with the high school dance team. So I really wanted to get to that point, and I didn't want it to be my last time with my team because I love them so much. So when we made it to state, I was super excited. We were jumping all around, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, so can you walk us through just kind of what the sectional was like? Because I think for like the wider listening audience, maybe people don't really understand or know how competitive dance competitions work, how they're judged, and how you end up moving on. So just kind of maybe walk us through first the sectional, kind of the setup, what your performance was like, and what maybe, you know, you're being judged on trying to advance.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the season, we had two routines, and we actually took them to a couple like regional competitions. And then from there, the higher scoring routine, we ended up taking to sectionals. And from there, we kind of get to the school, we get all stretched and ready. And then there's a couple warm-up rooms where we can practice our skills, practice our dance one more time, and then go ahead and perform. And it's usually judged on technique, spacing in the gym, performance is a really big one. And just doing your absolute best as a team and kind of going with the music.
Yeah, so your performance as a team on Saturday, have you been able to kind of maybe take a look back at it? And what, I guess, do you feel maybe with your performance went well Saturday that allowed you to be able to move on?
Our performance has been a really big one this year. We're doing a pom routine at state, and that's kind of a really upbeat type of dance. And we're able to show our faces really big to the crowd. And I think we really came through this year. We definitely improved from years before. And I think that's really what got us there. And also just like being together as a team, we work really hard to make sure that we all do our part on the team. And we were able to make it to state this year.
So this is the second time that Rock Ridge has advanced to state in competitive dance. The other time was in the 2023-24 school year, which you were telling me was your sophomore year. So you've been a part of both teams that have been able to get to state. So how cool is that, maybe being able to be a part of both of the teams in the school's history that have advanced to this point?
It's good. I know that a lot of times dance isn't really understood by people. And now that I've gotten to go to state two times, it's able to show that we really put in the work. We are a competitive sport, and really work hard to get there. We practice every day and we make the most of it.
Well, I know the state level competition is obviously a different level that you'll be competing at. So as we talked about, you've been able to compete on that stage once before. What maybe are you able to take away from that experience your sophomore year from getting to go through the state competition that you can maybe apply to when you go in this year to feel like you're prepared to go?
As a senior, I feel like it's really important that I was able to go, because now, with our new members who are maybe a little bit more nervous for this type of stage, this type of competition, I can kind of walk them through how it goes. And it's really not too different from the other competitions. It's just like the staging and the lights. So I'm able to kind of give them some advice and walk them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background in dance. You were telling me off the air that it's been a sport that you have competed or participated in at some level for, I think, the better part of 16 years. So how'd you get involved, and what do you enjoy about the sport?
My mom put me in dance when I was really young. I think I was 2 years old, maybe 2.5, when I first started dancing. And it's just kind of been my joy forever. It's kind of like my therapy. I can just go to dance and do what I love and just be myself. And I really love that as like a dancer, I get to be a team member. And high school dance is very different for me because it's such a competitive sport, and I'm able to kind of be the best teammate that I can be for them. And it's been super rewarding these past 16 years.
Yeah, so as we wrap up with you again, we're speaking with Molly Hawk, Rockridge High School senior dance team member. Rockets headed to state this weekend. Just what are you looking forward to get to experience at the, you know, state competition this weekend?
I'm so excited to just give it my all for the last time, because Rockridge dance has been something so special in my life, and I'm really excited that I get to be on that competitive stage one last time and be a leader for my other teammates as well.
Rockridge High School senior Molly Hawk, appreciate you joining us and talking competitive dance with us on WRMJ. Best of luck this weekend at the state finals. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.